T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Justin Moore has a pretty impressive number of hits.
If heaven wasn't so far away, I'd pack up the kids and go for the day. Introduce them to their grandpa. Watch them laugh at the way he talked. Give me a Sunday morning that's full of grace. A simple life and I'll be okay. Here in small town, the USA.
Justin Moore has a beautiful new song out called The Ones That Didn't Make It Back Home.
Here's to the ones that didn't make it back home. The ones we ain't seen in so long.
Justin Moore is one of our oldest friends in country music, and we are thrilled to say he's also an ACM winner. Even more thrilled to say the man's coming back to San Diego to open up the San Diego County Fair next Friday already. How's it going, man?
Hey, buddy. How are you, man?
I'm great. I'm so excited to see you live. It feels like it's been years since you've been here.
I'm excited about it. I'm excited to come see you guys because, like you said, it's been too long. And also excited about new music. As you said, the ones that didn't make it back home is single and out there doing well and hopefully touching people. And then new album in July, which is our fifth. Late Nights and Long Necks, so excited about all of that.
So let's talk about Late Nights and Long Necks. I read a story about you recently. I bet you know where I'm going with this, Justin Moore. Who do you think you are?
There's no telling where you're going with anything.
That's totally true, Justin.
Who do you think you are? Father of how many kids you got
Four?
Now? 14 kids now. And, and married for like 30 years and ACM winner, tons of accolades. What do you think you're doing staying up all night partying with Snoop Dogg?
I have no business doing it, I promise you. And I think I drank 14 Red Bulls in order to do so. Because I'm used to going to bed early because I got to get up early.
Justin had a once-in-a-lifetime chance to party. Mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg, who I heard is a really charming, nice man, befriended Justin Moore. I mean, you could probably see it right now. They're a match made in heaven, those two.
Honestly, man, I tell you what. Couldn't have been a nicer guy. I mean, just super, super nice guy. And, it was really random. We were out doing, I think it was in Cincinnati, if I'm not mistaken. We were doing the All-Star Celebrity Softball Game before the Major League Baseball All-Star Game and happened to catch up with each other in the dressing room, or the locker room, rather. And he told me he was playing a show that night and asked me if I was coming. I said, no, I didn't get tickets. And long story short, he left me tickets. We went to the show. But a little different than country music, the show started at 2 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Which was, to me, I'm thinking, I can go play a two-hour show and have been in bed for 3 hours at 2 a.m.
Right? So that's hilarious.
I went back to my hotel, took a nap, and then, went to the Snoop Dogg show.
You have to do it. When you get an opportunity like that, you have to do it. Which leads me to my next question, Justin. And I think you know where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Justin, much like when people know that you hung out with Willie Nelson, the question needs to be asked. So, did you?
That's not my thing.
Okay.
I mean, you know me. I like my cocktails, but that's just not my thing. I don't have a problem with it at all. Anybody can do whatever they want to do. It's just not my thing. I know how much whiskey I can drink. I don't know how much of that I can smoke.
Yeah, right? I don't think anybody could,
especially
really.
Especially not from Snoop.
Yeah, no kidding.
I was just going to ask you guys played video games. I don't know what you're talking about.
Justin, if you woke up as a female one morning, what's the first thing you would do?
Look down.
Yeah.
All right. If you woke up as a ghost, who would you haunt?
That's a good question.
Probably my one of my high school coaches that I didn't like.
All right. And your favorite movie scene of all time is what?
That I can talk about on the radio.
Oh, talking about videos, Justin. Uh-oh. I'm talking about movies.
My favorite movie is Tombstone. My favorite movie of all time is Tombstone, and I love the scene where Billy Bob Thornton, before he was Billy Bob Thornton, gets kind of shut down by Kurt Russell in that movie.
Yeah, he's the jerk, the bully blackjack dealer or poker dealer.
That's right.
Who you can't even recognize as Billy Bob Thornton. It's like, that's Billy Bob Thornton? No way.
And Kurt Russell's, I think, open hand slaps him across the face and says, are you just going to sit there and bleed?
It's awesome. All right, dude, you can relax now. Tammy's done grilling you. Justin Moore's coming back to San Diego to open up the San Diego County Fair 1 week from Friday. We are stoked. Can't wait to see you, Justin. You know we love you, man.
I love you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.